Did you miss what happened today on the WRSU crew? Well, get caught up with Crew Cuts.
The biggest storyline is obviously coming out in front, you know, a little more, I guess, still, you know, a lot of clarity to be had between you know, the whole deal with Raheem Blackshear, you know, redshirting and Art still out. McLean Carter is not coming back. I mean, he's medically
it was just slipped
retired.
In yeah.
I think that was a slip. I think that, you know, that was something that they were going to play off as a week-to-week thing until
there were no weeks left.
Well, either until there were no weeks left or, like, maybe until November if they can get away with it. You know, things were not I don't know. I had heard that things were not going as planned, even though the original diagnosis was maybe he could play against Boston College. But, you know, it just added to the list, I guess, at this point.
Do we think it's fully medical?
I mean, maybe. Like, well, I mean, you never know. I mean, a concussion's only supposed to last, you know, most a month. Yeah. So this would be, you know, actually today would be a month.
Yeah. That's why it's kind of, like, questionable.
Seems like
I mean, is it worth it at this point to risk future concussions?
Well, no.
You know,
for him personally, no. I'm sure he'd want to play. Probably.
I mean, he's
right?
a Texas football junkie. He'd probably want to play. Yeah.
And he has no eligibility.
Then I feel like it's probably. I have to think it's his choice. I don't think the team's like, you're not playing. Like, I think that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Probably.
Unless they
almost
want,
definitely
unless they want,
false.
Unless they want to develop Langan instead, I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think that they really feel. I don't think that Langan thinks that he's the starting quarterback going into next week. And I don't think Campanelli thinks that he's the head coach going into next year. I think that they're both playing under an interim tag. And you want to hear like a little tidbit that I just found intriguing?
Sure.
So I'm walking out of the press conference, and I noticed it when I was walking in, but I noticed it more when I was walking out because I knew Nunzio was in the building. The head coaching parking spot right in front of the Hale Center is vacant. Nunzio doesn't park there. It's just something that I found interesting, and maybe it goes into his mentality. You know, is he coaching like he's the interim? Is he coaching like he's going to be the head coach because he is the head coach. He is the guy. But he's not parking in the better spot. I don't know where he parks. I'm sure he's always had a spot. You know, coaches have their own spots. And
yeah.
But
I don't know.
It was just something I found very interesting that they're leaving that spot open.
Probably just a superstitious guy. Maybe he doesn't want to park there. Maybe
what are you superstitious about? You keep losing.
Maybe he's got a nice shady spot.
Superstitious about if he starts parking there and thinking he's the head coach.
He is the head coach.
But
long term.
Oh, no, but at this moment in time, he is the head coach of Rutgers football.
I'm not sure if I would park in that spot, even though, to be honest.
I'm parking that spot right now. It's a nice spot.
If I was trying to prove something though, to somebody.
What if he's got a really nice shady spot in the corner and he's, you know, maybe lunch break,
going
he goes
into
out
the
there.
Fall now. Who needs to park in the shade?
You never know.
Rain protection. I don't
I mean,
know.
That parking spot could fit Ash's Escalade and my Toyota Camry. It was massive.
It's a big spot.
It's a huge spot.
Maybe he's a small dude. He doesn't need all that space.
I don't know. That was just something that I saw. But there's plenty of other talking points around the team. I going into next week, you know, no Blackshear still. I mean, I don't know when this was necessarily decided. I know Blackshear had been practicing all week, but so would Art. Art had also been practicing all week, and Blackshear was dressed on Saturday like he was ready to go. So I guess now that they know that this is the case, where do they go from here? I mean, you heard, Nunes talk about it a little bit earlier and saying that, you know, Indiana and Maryland are pretty similar. And as far as their schemes, the only difference is that Indiana is a pass-first offense and Maryland is a run-first offense. We also saw Maryland burn Rutgers for a couple big plays. You know, the first play of scrimmage for them was an 80-yard touchdown. They went 74 yards in two plays to score a touchdown in the second half.
I mean, to be quite frank, like, What does it matter?
Yeah, I was about to say,
what does it matter? We're outmatched this year, and we're in a position now, like, guys are just not a couple of leaders to the team, especially Blackshear. He's one of the leaders on this offensive side of the ball. Like, he's not playing now. We don't have a full head coach. We have an interim head coach who I think seems like he could be a really great fit. He has the aspect of
I want to see him around on the staff next year. From what I've interacted with him, you know,
absolutely,
what I've seen from him.
But it's to my point, like, what does it matter? This year's a wash.
They're the worst team in college football.
They're the worst Power 5 team in college football.
Okay. That's probably fair.
I still think that we might be the worst team in college football.
We beat
that's
UMass,
very much incorrect.
So I think it might be correct.
It's very much incorrect.
We beat UMass. Right. UMass is worse.
I think
than
Princeton
us.
Would beat us right now.
I don't think that is necessarily true.
I think it's true.
But we beat UMass.
I mean, what
do
we have to go
by? You also have to remember the teams that we're playing. I mean, Maryland was ranked a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
Boston
College was one game away from the ACC championship game last year.
But guys,
okay, but this is this year.
It doesn't matter.
They're not a bad team, and we hung with them.
We got smoked by Kansas last year.
It doesn't matter.
That's last year.
Exactly.
So what's your point?
We just lost to BC, who it got beat by Kansas last, like, a week before we played them.
So wouldn't that put Boston College on the same level as us?
Yeah, and they beat us handily.
They did not beat us handily. They beat us by two touchdowns.
The game was pretty out of hand.
Rutgers
was
playing meaningful snaps in the second half. Arthur for over 300
yards. Game was pretty
out
of hand. I'm done talking Rutgers football for right this moment. You guys can handle this. I've been talking about this for weeks.
No, you can't just walk away. No, your mentality is saying that, you know, we're the worst team in college football because you're saying that we lost to Kansas, but that's last year, so you can't take into account
that Boston College was
really good last year.
Yeah. No, what I'm telling you is that we lost to Boston College this year.
Yeah.
And they lost to
but
Kansas.
But it wasn't a blowout.
I mean, it's at home at a game you're supposed to win.
That wasn't a game they were supposed to win.
So, guys, what do you expect out of this team then, man? You go out there and snap up at QB.
I mean, no one should expect anything from this team.
He loves his team, man. Let him snap.
No one should expect anything from this team, but to say that they're the worst team in college football is false. It's just an incorrect statement.
So we
think it could be true potentially. We don't know. We've lost the teams that we're supposed to beat many, many times.
Beat UMass pretty easily.
Okay.
I
think Princeton beats UMass.
Where does Princeton factor
into
any of
this?
I'm just talking New Jersey.
I'm just talking New Jersey Ivy League teams. Teams that you're supposed to beat.
So guys, we are listed by a little article put together. There's a list of the 25 worst college football teams in 2019. We are listed as the 17th worst team in college football. On that list is UMass,
UMass is the worst team in college football.
Technically, they're the 23rd worst team right now.
No, they're the worst team in college football.
I have it backwards. They are not the worst team in college football. The worst team in college football in the FBS is I don't even know what team this is. UTEP. They're in
UTEP.
The FBS.
University of Texas, El Paso.
I'm not familiar off the top of my head. UTEP. They're the worst team in college football. They are... last two seasons they've been 1-11, and the year after they've gone 0-12. Followed by that, University of Las Vegas, UMass, UConn, Texas State, the only other team we beat 2 years ago, Texas San Antonio, South Alabama, San Jose State, and then Rutgers. The bad part about this list, who also includes Old Dominion, Rice, New Mexico, Liberty, who we also play, Kent State, Kansas, Georgia State, so on and so forth.
I'm looking at what are you looking at?
The Yard Barker.
Okay, I'm looking at CBS Sports.
All right,
right, and they have us at 119. We are not the worst Power 5 team.
Well, how many? No,
on the list.
What's the worst Power 5 team?
Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is absolutely 120. One below us. I think we beat Georgia Tech. I think that is without a doubt in my mind.
One spot off, and we're supposed to have beaten Georgia Tech. I mean, it seems like it would be fairly evenly matched.
Right around in that area is UCLA and Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they'd both beat us.
I think they would beat us. There is no hope in this team at all.
Doesn't matter. We're arguing between if we're the 120th worst team or the 115th worst team.
When we play Liberty, we'll debate who's the worst team in college football.
I think Liberty beats us. I thought Liberty was going to beat us at the start of the year.
But it doesn't matter. Like, if we're in this position, what does this season matter to watch? We're not going to win another game this year.
It matters because there are guys trying to get to the NFL.
Okay,
so the team's not going to lay down and give up just because a couple guys have decided that they want to work to next year, and I think next year's going
to
be better.
Some of the guys trying to get to the NFL, for example, Raheem Blackshear,
And I think that's totally smart of him. I think that's a perfect.
But who else?
I think that's fine.
Who else do we see? Who else do you see making the NFL this year?
We got to get these younger guys. Avery Young, I think, is going to go to the NFL one day.
In the future, though. Not this year.
Right. He's not looking for it this year.
This year is really not helping his resume too much, other than based off individual performances.
And that's what Rutgers has always been able to do.
So then the team.
I mean, Gary Brackett was never, you know, a talented player.
So who are we looking at?
He was always a talented player, but on a bad team.
Who are we looking at that looks that good on this team? You guys like Pacheco a lot? I mean, he had 19 carries for
78
yards.
I love Pacheco.
19 carries for 78 yards? What is that? Do the math.
He's the best player left on this team playing.
Quick maths, that's terrible. That's what my quick math tells me about.
4 yards a carry, about.
His offensive line sucks.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not.
I'm just saying. Like,
what was his stats last year?
My point is,
he was a freshman,
what is it,
and he did very well.
What does this year matter? Like, it doesn't matter anymore. It's over. The season's over. We're going to go 1-11 probably again. Even if they get a win against Liberty, so what? We have 2 wins. Nice job. Awesome.
Whatever. It's not over. Yeah. They have 7 weeks left to play and a bye week to figure this stuff out.
If I'm wrong, I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I
hope you're wrong.
So, I do too.
I hope
really
you're
do.
Wrong, but the season's not over, and that's the bottom line.
But I don't blame it on these guys. These guys, I don't think they're not playing. Like, I just want to make that clear. I don't think it's because they're not playing. I just think sometimes there's mismatch.
I don't think it would even matter if they were playing or if they were sitting on the sideline or if they were sitting up with us in the booth. I think the team results would be exactly the same, and that's just the situation of Rutgers football right now.
Yep.
We want to switch to the NFL. What week we got now? We got week 5, right? We got week 5?
Yeah,
week coming 5. To a close
or,
tonight?
Or if it was the NCAA, it'd be week, like, 9 or something.
They're a week behind.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about their weird rules. We don't include preseason here.
No. Nah.
NCAA is weird like that. NFL is just
NCAA doesn't include preseason.
I know, but they have week 0. It's just
weird. That's high school.
No, week 0 is also in the NCAA.
There's always one game.
So that's just been annoying me. So they should switch to what the NFL does.
Just, you know, go in order from 1
just
to
don't be
end.
Weird. Don't be weird about
don't
it.
Don't be weird. just be cool, all right?
Guys, come on, chill.
Chill out. All right, but it wasn't a great week for the New York sports teams. The Jets continue to struggle, and since they played the Eagles and that knocks out two of the local teams, I want to start there. The Jets suck.
That's not new.
I mean, but the more that I'm watching from this team, and I want to hear from you guys, the more I'm convinced that the problem for the Jets extends well beyond the quarterback position.
That's what we've been telling you.
That's what we've been saying. When you said the Jets are going to be 11-5.
That started week one.
11-5.
Welcome. Come on in, Jake. That's what we've been saying for the
past
4 weeks.
Adam Gase does not know how to
He's
call.
A bum. He's crazy. His eyes tell the entire story. He's a nut.
But craziness works sometimes.
He is a nut.
It doesn't work for Gase.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
He always feels like a nut because he is a nut.
But do nuts feel like nuts?
With those eyes, yeah. Like, he's crazy, man. He's crazy.
He is crazy.
He does smelling salts before every game. Who does that?
Savage.
Yeah,
I mean,
he is.
I mean,
a bad way though. Like, but cool.
I mean, how about this, right? You have
who hires a Miami coach? Who does that? Miami's like the worst.
He's done a solid job with them.
With the Jets? With the Jets?
No.
Oh, with Miami.
With Miami.
Yeah, it was great.
What?
It was a great time.
They lost. They didn't win the division again. Like. How did Adam Gase do well? I just don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it goes so far beyond just Gase, though.
I wasn't alive the last time
I'm talking about before hiring him. Like, him getting fired by Miami.
I
and
think
being
that it was fine because
up as if he's this brilliant mind. Just
no,
weird,
I thought it was fine because he was going to focus on the offense, and Greg Williams was going to focus on the defense. And like, look, there are some issues on the defense.
He's proven to be an offensive
mind. Yeah, well, right. The Jets have 2 offensive touchdowns on the year.
Yeah.
And it took them 14 quarters in between the two. That's a problem. The offensive line is god-awful. You know, they can't block, and they're not giving Luke Falk any time. And the Eagles had 3 sacks coming into the year. Do you guys know how many they had yesterday?
I don't care about
Take
the
shot.
Eagles.
Take a shot.
Throw the number.
6.
6? Higher.
8.
Higher.
10.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
10 Luke Falk got pulled from the game in the fourth quarter because—
For health concerns, probably.
For health concerns.
Yeah.
Adam Gase was worried he wasn't going to come back in one piece. Are you kidding me?
And this defense isn't even that good either.
Well, they're still missing their middle linebacker. CJ Mosley.
Oh, no,
I'm talking about the Eagles.
Brandon Graham looked like Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Eagles aren't that good.
They got lit up by the Falcons.
Yeah, no, the Eagles kind of stink.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the Eagles don't stink. They're what, one game back now with the Cowboys?
Yeah, no, they're tied.
They're tied with the Cowboys.
Well, technically, the Cowboys lead the division just based off of division's record.
Yeah.
What is that game? What's that Bird Bowl?
2 weeks. The Cowboys play the Jets next week.
The Cowboys aren't birds.
But you know what I mean. You know what I meant.
I'll talk about the Eagles. Don't worry. We're going to get to my Cowboys later. This is later. Yeah. I have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is the Eagles aren't bad.
Well, let's...
They've been turning it around over the last couple weeks. Like, they're not the same team that lost to Detroit in week
three. Turning it around is questionable. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they beat...
But they...
They beat the Packers.
They had two defensive
Lambeau.
Touchdowns against the Jets. You take those away, they put up, what, 16 points against the Jets' defense? Like, it's not...
Well, they ran the ball primarily. They went up 21-0 very quickly, and they just started running the ball.
The Jets is a bye week.
Kind of sat on it.
The Jets is a bye week. They weren't even trying, man.
Well, no, the Jets is not a bye week, because you see bye weeks for the Patriots, and they still put up 40 points against the Jets and the Dolphins. The bye week, you should be putting up
more than
two
offensive
touchdowns.
The Patriots sweated out a win
at
home against Washington.
That game literally was – this game was never close. The Jets game and the Eagles
their
game was
had,
never close.
Their defense had two defensive touchdowns.
And the Jets weren't ever even making drives that had you thinking that they were about to score.
Oh, I'm not saying it was like a bad win.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the Eagles' offense didn't look that good.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is I don't even think that
that team, though. Like, it should look amazing against that team.
You know, there's only one team from the AL I want to go through, and that's the New York Yankees. They play in about an hour and 10 minutes from now from Minneapolis. Luis Severino on the mound. Yankees going for the sweep. Troy, I'm sure you've been a pretty close watcher over the last couple of days, you know. What are your thoughts on these first two games here? I mean, it's pretty dominant.
Please win this game. I don't want to worry, because then if you don't win this game, it's like, what if?
It spirals, you know.
Like, I'm just worried. Just win this game. Let's get it over with. If they lose tonight, I feel like it's an elimination the next game. I don't want to push a game five. You got to win tonight, in my opinion. I know it means nothing, because technically you could win game five. But
we got to be able to win on the road.
Let's just win tonight, not worry about it. Because if you lose tonight, I'm going to be so worried the next few days that they're just going to choke and everything will come crashing down on me and just be awful.
Well, that's the biggest thing is, you know, if the Yankees lose these next two games, they've looked pretty dominant. And if they can't win in Minneapolis, then how are you going to expect them to be able to win in Houston?
Yeah.
You know, how are you
even looking at that yet. I'm just worried about, let's finish this one.
All right.
Last year we got ahead of ourselves.
Let's talk about this one. Severino on the mound.
Yeah.
Same lineup out there for the third straight game.
It works.
I mean, why not, right? Yeah, it's working. So I think that's the most important thing. I mean, do you have any reason to believe the Yankees aren't going to be able to close it out tonight?
Other than the fact it's baseball. And
Brant
never...
can chime in anytime he wants.
Baseball talk. Yankees.
Brant specialty.
Yankees, Twins. What are you asking for my prediction on this game?
Yeah, what's your prediction? I'll analyze your prediction.
Yanks win. Yanks sweep. Why would they not?
I'll tell you why not.
Good man.
I'll tell you why not.
Why they're not going to sweep? Why are you saying that?
Because I'm skeptical of any team that I follow, because every team just likes to watch me be hurt because I'm a Cowboys fan, and that's just how it's been my entire life. So I have to be skeptical of points. Obviously, I mean, think about this. I'm a Yankees fan, the most winning team in the history of all of professional sports in America, and I've only ever seen one World Series. That's just – imagine that. This team's won 27, and I've only seen one? That's just bad luck. So
yeah,
I got to be skeptical for a reason.
The luck starts this year,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. We'll see. So I'm thinking it's baseball, right? Anything can happen. It's not like it's the NBA where it's clear cut. You have the better guys. You should win this. It's baseball. You guys could just get cold. You could be no hit for all we know. It could be a perfect game tonight because it's baseball.
It's Jake Odorizzi.
I was going to say, you want to throw on that? I don't think it's going to be a no-hitter.
Watch it every year. There's been a lot of no-name guys who've had no-hitters.
In the playoffs, though.
Well,
I don't think there's been a postseason
usually,
no-hitter
those,
since
those teams with no-name pitchers.
Halliday.
Those
I
teams
think
with
the
no-name
odds,
pitchers
I
usually
think
don't
the
make
odds of him having a no-hitter tonight would be the same odds as, say, like,
the
Blazers being the Warriors last year.
The odds
I feel like the odds are for that are going to be very similar.
The odds of a no-hitter ever happening is very low.
Yes.
So the fact that can just happen any night, like, it's baseball. Anything can happen. The team could get cold in you lose one, and the next game you're still cold, you lose two. You take three games, and you're done. Your season's done in three games. The Yankees have been cold over three-game spans this year. Not a lot. But if it happens once within the next month, their season's over. That's what scares me. So that's the skeptical side of me. Realistically, I think the Yankees are a much better team than the Twins, and they should have no issue. But again, I'm skeptical, and I'm nervous about the Yankees because when you get to the playoffs are scary. Anything can happen. It's baseball. It's a game of. I don't want to say it's not luck, but when the best players in the world only get a hit 3 out of 10 times, it's a very finicky game.
Because
if you drop from 3 out of 10 to 2 out of 10, your team's gonna struggle in the playoffs. You can't bat 200 and put up one run in a game, and if your team goes on a slump.
You know what's been the indication that that's going to happen?
There has been none, but it has to start.
The
at
Yankees
some point.
Keep hitting.
Does
it have to happen?
No. But if it is to happen, it would start, and maybe it starts tonight. And that's what scares me. Any night could be the night it starts. That's what I'm afraid of, and I just hope it never. I hope it never starts, because if that's what scares.
You got Jake Odorizzi on the mound against Luis Severino. I mean, Severino's looked amazing in his 2 starts since coming back from the IL.
It's still baseball.
Odorizzi, the Yankees have plenty of history because he played in Tampa for a couple of years, and honestly, he's not that good. That's the bottom line. Is that he's not a guy that I'm typically going to be scared of. I am scared of seeing them on the road because they only won 1 game on the road in 2017. And they only played in 2 road games, and they won 1 of them against the Red Sox last year. I don't know. It's just like, to me, the Yankees, with everything that they've been doing this year and all the players that they've had to use, it seems like it's just going to fit. It seems like it's meant to be right now. That's just me. You know, the Yankees, so many injuries. They finally get them all back right at the right time. We haven't even seen Luke Voit in the ALDS. We haven't needed him. Edwin's been amazing. Edwin's missed the last month. You wouldn't even know it.
I mean, yeah, you're telling me exactly what everyone knows. The Yankees on paper are a better team. I'm not disputing that at all. I don't think anyone would dispute that except for maybe Justin, because he thinks the Twins are better.
Justin's wrong.
Yeah, well, he is very wrong. Thank you, James Patch, who is now joining us in studio. He's not in studio.
I was wondering who was saying that.
But it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. There's 162 games. The Yankees lost a lot of games this year where they were the better team. I mean, not that many games.
Baseball, though.
That's my point. It's baseball.
This is postseason baseball. The Twins haven't won a postseason game since 2001, I think. Something like that. They got swept by the Yankees twice in that span. 2004, I'm being told, our statistician. Yeah, he's lost 15 straight games now? Yeah, 15 straight games in the postseason. Like, that's awful. And the Yankees have beaten them in 6 of them. So you have to also remember, the Yankees beat the Twins in the ALDS on their way to the 2009 World Series. I mean, I knew that was going to happen from the time that Mark Teixeira hit that walk-off homer. Is it game 2? Yeah. And that's how you knew. And we were looking for, where is that moment going to come from? And Didi hitting that grand slam, finally breaking out of his slump and, joining the party, getting a hug from Maben. That's this team. That's this team at full health. A fully operational Death Star.
I agree.
Fully operational Death Star.
I agree. I agree fully with you, but sports are scary. Anything can happen. The best team doesn't always win the World Series, and that's what makes me nervous because I'm 100 and almost 100.
Well, then in that case, we should beat the Astros because wouldn't they be the favorites? The best team doesn't always win the World Series.
Yeah, but in that case, the Rays could win the World Series. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, obviously to a certain extent, but the Twins are still a good team. Who hit a lot of home runs. Say they hit a few home runs tonight and we just have a slump, then boom, it's 2-1. Same thing happens the next night, 2-2. And then the momentum's completely on the Twin side, and then they come over to New York and they win, and it's over.
I agree.
It's a lot of ifs. And this is coming from a Yankees fan. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, stopping this.
I'm just scared. No. It's you. When you're 170 games in...
Here's the way you look at it.
Only takes 3 games to lose,
Yankees,
you get a little nervous.
Playing with house money tonight. What do they got to lose tonight on the road?
What do they have to lose? They give the momentum
on the road.
There's a lot.
There's no momentum. I mean, like...
What do you mean there's no momentum?
There's momentum to be gained by the Twins. And yeah, it only takes 1 game, but like...
But that gives them the momentum to win 2 games at home.
You come back for game 5 at the very least, and you'll have Tanaka on the mound.
But then you had lost 2 in a row. Like, I don't want to lose.
Tanaka, then you could have the old...
So what?
Then you could have the old blackjack theory where you have two bad hands in a row. The next one's going to work.
That could be what we see tonight.
I'm just saying, I'd rather think that, okay, if the Twins win the next two games, I would assume.
That's so bad for the Yankees if that happens.
I know, but I'm just saying, I would assume that the Yankees win that game over watching the Twins win three in a row. I would assume that the Yankees snap one and take one out of three.
That's what Twins think, fans think.
That they're going to win three in a row.
No, that, the Yankees win two in a row, we're due. We're going to get a win tonight.
Be sure to tune in to the WRSU crew Monday through Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Fridays from 4 to 6.